Continuing the conversation now as we turn our focus back to gun control. I just saw a notice that there is likely going to be a record set for background checks by the FBI on Black Friday again because of the number of requests already. I'm surprised, I guess. I mean, I understood when all the guns were being sold during the Obama administration, but apparently records could be set this year for gun sales as well. Joining me now, Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can always find out more at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. Doctor, welcome back.
Oh, great to talk to you. Yeah, there wasn't really the drop in gun sales that a lot of people were expecting after the 2016 election. I mean, it went down slightly, but it still has remained at extremely high levels. And it's not just gun sales. You look at things like concealed carry permits.
Right.
Those have increased each and every year after the 2016 election. Right now in the United States, we have about 19 million people with concealed carry permits.
Yeah, I'm one of those folks, and you're exactly right. But I think it's terms like confiscation, bans, all of these things that every time you turn on a Democrat debate, if it ever comes up about guns, well, they've got to ban this class of guns and they've got to, you know, get rid of these and you know, they want to reduce the number of bullets. I mean, I heard Michael Bloomberg honestly say you would never need more than three bullets. If the deer wasn't killed in three bullets, he deserves to live. Last time I checked, they didn't write the Second Amendment because the guys were coming home from hunting camp. I'm pretty sure they were coming home from a revolution, but maybe I got that wrong in history class, but Michael Bloomberg, big anti-gun guy, just joined the race with a whole pile of money too, right?
Well, Bloomberg's promising to spend like $100 million on ads for just the March 3rd Super Tuesday election. So, you know, it's Bloomberg just put in, I don't know how much money, but tens of millions of dollars into the Virginia state elections that occurred. And he was able to help have the Democrats take over the state House and the state Senate there. And one of the first things that they're going to do is they have like 12 bills that they're proposing for gun control after the beginning of the year when they get in session. And one of them is confiscation of a whole series of guns. Basically anything that comes close to what one might define as an assault weapon, they're going to not only ban, but mandate that if people don't turn in, there's going to be significant criminal penalties for those individuals. So you're going to be having...
So basically what you're telling me, people went out and purchased something legally with American currency that they had earned, and they went out and bought something legally, a piece of equipment, and they're law-abiding citizens, and with a stroke of a pen, they're going to be turned into felons if they refuse to turn into the government what they bought as a private citizen from another private party.
Right. I mean, and you're going to have the state police in Virginia essentially be responsible for corralling these individuals. But has this typical craziness in terms of defining this stuff. I mean, you're going to ban certain guns that are semi-automatic rifles based on their names, based on somehow what somebody thinks they look like. And then there'll be other semi-automatic rifles, which somebody else bought, that look a little bit different on the outside that aren't going to be banned. And,
so what do you think? I mean, it's to me, it's foolish by the Democrats to go into Virginia beginning in January 2020, politically foolish. I mean, it might help them feel good about their but 12 anti-gun bills, as you just said, Dr. John Lott here. Confiscation of firearms being imposed by the Virginia State Police. But if you start doing that in an election year, what are people in North Carolina and Florida and elsewhere going to think? What are people in Virginia going to think, actually, when this starts to come to pass? And all the things that they've been told is that'll never happen. They're never going to take your guns. Yes, they are. They are going to take your guns. And here is a case front and center. I mean, come on, Dr. Lott. I mean, they're gonna look at that and say, it's proof positive of what they really want to do.
Well, I agree with you. But I think they care so much about doing this with regard to guns that I'm I'm not sure they care that much about the consequences. They've been promising that they're going to go and pass these types of bills, and they're going to carry through on it. It looks like every bill that they put forward is very likely to pass. So they're going to have everything from confiscation of guns to red flag laws to background checks on the private transfers of guns. They're going to make it costly for people to obtain guns to use to protect themselves and their families.
So in Virginia, it will be legal to abort a child up to the moment of birth, maybe afterwards, according to the governor there, Northam. And illegal to protect yourself during a home invasion with a weapon you choose to be appropriate. I mean, quite a state Virginia has become.
Right. Well, I mean, it will be a pretty major change. Virginia has had relatively good gun laws up until this point. And they're going to end up, within just a few-month period of time, becoming one of the most restrictive states in the country.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling to me. So, but maybe that's why, back to where we started this conversation, you see gun sales headed for record levels, right?
Right. Well, I would think that people in Virginia who want to be able to go and legally buy some of those guns are going to do it while they can. And, you know, I don't know. Hopefully they think they can get away with it for some period of time afterwards. I mean, one thing Virginia hasn't had up until this point is registration of guns. And so it's not clear how many people, despite the severe criminal penalties, are going to be turning in their guns afterwards. But
yep.
One of the reasons why they're having these universal background checks is so that they can essentially monitor and figure out
who's got them.
Legally bought these guns in the future, so that in the future, if they have further confiscations, they'll know who owns the guns.
They can knock on your door. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Find out more, crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. As always, doctor, thank you for being on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you very much.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.